All right. Welcome, listeners on the GCN Radio Network and the CBS Radio Network and KSAV Internet. I'm Ben Fuchs, and this is The Bright Side. The good news about health and wellness that says when it comes to our vitality and our strength, we can have it all. I am a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutrition in my practice instead of prescription drugs. Never did like prescription drugs. Don't like prescription drugs now, and I never will like prescription drugs because there's no diseases that are caused by a lack of prescription drugs, and prescription drugs are at best a band-aid and at worst toxic bad medicine. And I'm a pharmacist saying this. That's my field of expertise. Prescription medicine is a band-aid at best, and if you're on a drug now, you need to make your number one health priority getting off your prescription drugs, and we're going to help you do that on The Bright Side. We're here every Sunday from 2 to 4 Pacific Time, 4 to 6 Central Time with the good news. If you'd like to get on board, 800-259-5791 is your number, 800-259-5791. If you want to communicate with me by email, you can get on ben@ksco.com. Check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. And if you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, get on vitaminben.com, vitaminben.com. And you'll see some of the Youngevity products that we talk about on this program, some of the products that I take and some of the ones that I recommend. Well, I want to start off the program today talking about what is arguably the body's most important working element. What if I told you there was an ordinary substance that could eliminate panic attacks, slow down the aging process, reduce your risk of illness, reduce your risk of cancer, and improve your mood and energy levels? Would you be interested? What if I told you that this remarkable substance that's so important for your health was available for absolutely no cost? That this substance that is critical, absolutely essential for our existence, and it's the only substance, by the way, that we need every minute of every day, is available to you for free. And while it's not really a nutrient, all of our nutrients work intimately with this critical element. I'm talking, of course, about oxygen. Dr. Otto Warburg, who won 2 Nobel Prizes for his work on metabolism, linked cancer formation to deficiencies in cellular oxygen. According to Ed McCabe in his wonderful book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, depriving a cell of 60% of its oxygen will turn it cancerous. There's several signs to look for if you think that you are oxygen deficient. Shortness of breath is one. Brain fog, fatigue, depression, all of these can be signs of anoxia or hypoxia, the technical term for low oxygen. Nervousness, anxiety, panic attacks can also be indicative of a shortage of oxygen. So can circulation issues, muscular aches and pains. All of these can be related to simple shortages of oxygen. Breathing in oxygen is required for cellular energy as well as for healing. It's also critically important for burning fat. It's essential for the breakdown of foods. It's essential for the body's detoxification system. And, of course, oxygenation comes in with correct inhaling. As we breathe in oxygen, as we breathe in air, the oxygen is separated out from the air by special sections of the lung. The average person takes in about 1.5 gallons of air every minute, around 575 liters in a 24-hour day. That's about 150 gallons of oxygen in a 24-hour day. And the oxygen that comes out of the air is trapped in the lungs and is sent off to the blood where it combines with iron in the blood and gets carried off to every one of the 100 trillion cells in the body. And once it gets in the cells, it's used to burn sugars and fats and proteins, and energy is released. This is the critical point. Food does not provide you with energy until it is broken down and reacted with oxygen. In fact, what we call nutrients, the vitamins and the minerals, in large part work by facilitating the burning of oxygen. If you've ever pumped oxygen into your fireplace with a bellows or your barbecue grill, you know that oxygen makes things burn. How do you put out a fire? You rob it of oxygen. You suffocate it. Technically, this oxygen-burning chemistry is referred to as oxidation. All the chemistry in the body, all of it, depends on oxidation. Thus, it depends on oxygen. That same oxidation reaction happens to the fats and the sugars and the proteins. The same burning reaction that happens in your fireplace or that happens in your barbecue grill, happens anywhere you see a fire. That same reaction is happening to fats and sugars and proteins in your cell in the presence of breathed-in oxygen, which means the more oxygen you are breathing in, the more you're burning and the more energy you will have, which means more oxygen, more air, more energy. Now, of course, it goes without saying, too much oxygen, too much burning can be a problem. Too much burning causes sparks. And we don't want that to happen. We want to be controlled. We want to be in control of this burning process, of this oxidation process. Oxygen is carrying an electrical charge. It's carrying electrical energy. And so you want to be controlled. You want to be in control of this electrical energy processing. Now, because iron is required for oxygen to get carried off in the blood, deficiencies in iron can cause energy problems. That's what iron poor blood is. Magnesium and cobalt are also required for oxygen transport. So various nutrients and various minerals help aid in the oxygenation process. Quality protein is important for the production of hemoglobin. Hemoglobin is what is actually carrying the oxygen in the blood. Sometimes just deeply inhaling and exhaling is all you need to do to get a quick surge of energy. Flooding the body with oxygen. That's how you want to think about it. Flooding the body with oxygen. Saturating the tissues with oxygen for just a couple of minutes will stimulate your immune system. It will stimulate the blood circulation in your brain. It can actually even elevate your mood and elevate your emotions. That's what the so-called runner's high is. You don't need to run to get a runner's high. All you need to do is breathe deeply as if you were running. This will cause the release of endorphins into your brain like you were running a marathon, and you can get the benefits of a runner's high without doing the running. Keep in mind, however, you have to deeply inhale and deeply exhale. You can think of your breath as having three parts. It has a top part, which is the top part when you breathe into the top part of your chest. It has a middle part, which is the middle part of your chest. And then there is the deep part, the third part, which is deep in the belly. And that's how you want to think of breathing, as activating all three components: the top part, the middle part, and the deep part in the belly. And as you breathe out, you want your belly to go out. And as you breathe in, you want your belly to come in. Most people are only using a fraction of their lung breathing capacity. So you have to concentrate on breathing deeply. Why is it that something as simple as breathing and as vital as oxygen, most people are unable or unwilling to participate in something that's so simple, so cheap, and so powerful when it comes to affecting our health? Well, one of the ways we learn to cope with stresses in our lives and traumas in our lives is we contract, we stiffen, our muscles become tight. And this happens over the course of years. So when we have traumas and we have stresses and we're young, we contract our muscles, we contract our bodies, and this happens on a microscopic level, but over the course of years, there are many of these microscopic contractions. These microscopic contractions cause hypoxia, anoxia, low oxygen levels into the tissues. Dr. Wilhelm Reich called these blockages armoring, and he related them to physical and mental illness. Notice in your body where you are contracted. Feel your body and feel the little contractions that are in your elbows and your arms and your feet and your fingers and your toes. Throughout your body, you'll sense these little microscopic contractions, and then as you sense them, understand that these are little tiny blockages in oxygen, and they're forming low oxygenated tissues in those areas. Realize that each one of those constrictions is going to prevent your body from getting adequate oxygen. There's a wonderful body therapy called Rolfing that is designed specifically to loosen those contractions. And it can be a very, very effective way to improve your energy levels and overall health. I had a series of Rolfing sessions done a few years ago. And what they do is they take your picture before you start your Rolfing procedure. And then they take your picture after each session. You have about 10 sessions. And after each session, they check your body. And let me tell you something. You are not going to believe the difference in your body when you've had these micro contractions broken up. We'll continue our discussion on oxygen and take your phone calls at 800-259-5791. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. When we come back from break, I'm going to tell you about a few nutrients that can help protect your body from oxygen as well as assist in the oxygenation process. You're listening to The Bright Side on the GCN Radio Network. We'll be back after this break. Don't go away.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish it. M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All righty, we're back on the bright side on GCN and CBS and KSAV. Thanks for joining us, folks. I'm Ben Fuchs, your host. You are listening to The Bright Side, the good news about health and wellness. We're here every Sunday from 2 to 4 Pacific Time, 4 to 6 Central Time. We're talking about oxygen. I should tell you, at the, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to one of my health gurus, one of my favorite health guides, I guess you could call her, Sharon Livingstone. She's written a lot of material, actually, on emotional eating, and we're going to be talking about how you can control your eating cravings and eating habits using emotional strategies. So you're going to want to tune in at the bottom of the hour. I want to continue talking about anoxia or hypoxia, low blood oxygen levels. I find it very fascinating that something as simple as deep breathing can go such a long way towards helping us with our health. And the reason I find it fascinating is because we made health so confusing. We've made health such a matter for experts and authorities that we've sort of abdicated our responsibility for taking care of the most simplest, the easiest health-providing tools that there are. And one of the simplest things that we could do to improve our health is something as simple as breathing. When we don't breathe deeply, we don't feel good. Panic attacks, anxiety attacks are initiated by shortness of breath. I get a kick out of all these detoxification programs that are out there and detoxification formulas and detoxification protocols. The simplest thing you need to do, folks, to detoxify is inhale and exhale. Oxygenation and blowing off carbon dioxide is one of the simplest things you could do to stabilize your blood pH also. You hear a lot about blood pH and blood acidity and blood alkalinity. Well, simple deep breathing is the most powerful way for you to detoxify as well as for you to stabilize your pH. Before we went to break, by the way, pH is a measurement of acid in the body, and cancer loves acid. Breathing in deeply removes, breathing out, I should say, exhaling strongly, breathing in deeply as well, helps stabilize pH and keep your blood from being acid and keeps cancer from living. So deep breathing, inhaling deeply, exhaling powerfully is one of the best things you could do to protect yourself from cancer. You know, we talk about inhaling a lot, but we don't always talk about exhaling, and proper exhaling is one of the best ways to prevent toxins from building up in your body. It's also one of the best ways to prevent water from accumulating in your body. Water retention can be caused by shortness of breath or by problems with breathing. Deep breathing can also have a beneficial effect on weight. It can have a beneficial effect on oxygen, on a blood pressure. It can have a beneficial effect on diabetes. And there are studies out now that show that we have better glucose metabolism when we have more oxygen in our blood. Breathing out carbon dioxide is required for eliminating toxins and excess blood acid too. So if you're interested in better oxygenation, what are you going to do? Well, first of all, breathe deeply in and deeply out. Maybe set aside a few minutes a day. First thing in the morning is a great time. Take 10 or so deep inhalations and exhalations. Deep inhalations covering all three components of the breath, the top, the middle, and the deep part of the breath where the belly goes out, and exhale the same way. In fact, you want to be exhaling a little bit more than you are inhaling. Folks, if you do it one time, if you just sit as I'm speaking right now and practice one breath, take it to the top part of your chest, take it to the middle part of your chest, take it to the bottom part of your belly, and push out your belly, and then push in your belly, and exhale a little bit more than you inhale, you will notice that you feel better right away. Now, an important point to remember is as you're increasing oxygenation in the blood, you're increasing those sparks that we talked about in the last segment. Those sparks, you need to be protected from those sparks, and nature has provided us with spark protectors. We call them antioxidants. And the job of antioxidants is to protect us from the sparks that are formed when oxygen increases burning. So it's just like when you're pumping air into your fireplace. You pump air into the fireplace, you get a brighter fire, but you also get sparks. So you need to protect yourself from those sparks. Antioxidants protect you from sparks. You can think of them as spark protectors, and there's many of them. And they're all important. One of the most important of the antioxidants is something called coenzyme Q10. And the reason why it's one of the most important of the antioxidants is because it protects the furnaces, the cellular furnaces where the burning takes place from sparks, from oxidation, from burning itself. So you have these little cellular furnaces where this burning process takes place. The cellular furnaces are technically referred to as mitochondria. Perhaps you've heard of that term, mitochondria. And every cell is loaded with them. Some cells have up to 100,000 little mitochondrial units. Most cells have in the hundreds or thousands of these little furnaces. And that's where the burning process is taking place. So protecting those furnaces, protecting those mitochondria is a very important part of antioxidant protection. And that's why coenzyme Q10 is so important. I would be taking 100 milligrams a day of coenzyme Q10, especially for protecting the fast-burning tissue like your heart and your brain. Look for the oil version of coenzyme Q10, not the powder version. So you want about 100 milligrams a day minimum. You could take 200 milligrams a day. It's completely non-toxic. As we get older, we stop making as much coenzyme Q10. And by the way, coenzyme Q10 also has benefits for the skin. In fact, you can break open a coenzyme Q10 capsule, and you can actually rub some of that coenzyme Q10 on your skin. There are studies that show that topically applied coenzyme Q10 can actually have benefits for crow's feet and wrinkles. But you want to look for that oil version, not the powder version. Why? Because coenzyme Q10 is an oil. It's not a powder. It's fatty. And so it needs to be in an oil version gel cap. Iron is another important supplement to make sure that you're taking, or at least getting in foods. Iron is that all-important oxygen carrier. And you can try stabilized oxygen preparations like food-grade hydrogen peroxide or stabilized chlorine dioxide. For many years, by the way, food-grade hydrogen peroxide has been used to treat cancer. That's because oxygen kills cancer. Cancer cannot thrive where there's oxygen. Cancer depends on anoxic or hypoxic conditions. Of course, there's the good old standby antioxidants like vitamin C, and that's one that we don't talk about a lot, but vitamin C is critical for protecting your body from the ravages of oxygen. In fact, when it comes to antioxidants, you want to make sure that you're taking a full spectrum of antioxidants. There's not one that's more important, even though you see every once in a while you'll read about the latest antioxidant that just came out, or the latest berry that has the highest ORAC value, or the latest food that has the highest antioxidant value. ORAC is a measurement of how powerful an antioxidant is. We should pretty much be sticking with just the basics, and you want to make sure that you're getting all of the basics. Vitamin C, vitamin E, selenium. Here's an important antioxidant that we're going to talk about later in the program, and it's one that most people don't even think of as an antioxidant. Did you know cholesterol is an antioxidant? And you'll find cholesterol in areas in the body where the body's producing lots of electrical energy, such as the brain. That's one of the reasons, and we'll be talking about this later in the hour, why you never want to take a drug that artificially suppresses or mechanically suppresses your body's ability to make cholesterol, being a very powerful antioxidant. Long story short, you want to make sure that you're inhaling deeply. You want to make sure that you're exhaling powerfully. And you want to make sure that you're getting enough antioxidants to protect your body from the sparks that are produced from the oxygenation burning process. Flood your body with oxygen is the good news. And that's what we talk about here on The Bright Side every Sunday from 2 to 4 Pacific Time, 4 to 6 Central Time. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Sharon Livingstone about emotional eating. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. And our number, by the way, is 800-259-5791 if you want to contribute to the conversation. Don't go away. We'll be back right after this break.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. 800-499-9999.
1-800-989-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. 800-259-5791 is our number. This is a show dedicated to health and wellness. The good news, it says that when it comes to our vitality, we can have it all. And I am pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. Sharon Livingston is a PhD in humanistic psychology. She received her PhD from Kennedy Western University, and she specializes in the emotional components of behavior. But we're going to talk today with Sharon about the emotional components of eating. Greetings, Dr. Livingston.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Nice to talk to you. Nice to get you on board. Sorry about the mix-up last week, but I'm glad we finally got you on. I noticed from your material that you are a specialist in the emotional components of all behaviors, but your work primarily, it seems like, is centered around eating. Tell us a little bit about how you got into this idea of the emotional component and working with the emotional component to control eating behavior.
Well, I had my own weight problem from the time I was a little kid, and it was clear to me early on in my own, you know, self-searching that it had an emotional root. And then I've done a lot of research in the area of eating behavior and overweight. And I did work for people like Weight Watchers and Atkins and Zenical. I did a ton of research. And so I got to hear people's stories, and it always came down to an emotional connection. When people could solve that piece of the puzzle, a lot of the other pieces fell into place. And so that was that was how I got started with it.
So would you say it's accurate? Would it be accurate to say that first and foremost, if you have an eating problem, some kind of eating behavior disorder, that you should be working on the emotional component first?
You know, it depends. People sometimes back into it. I mean, of course, that's my frame of reference, so I think that's key. And when I was first studying all of this, I had this idea of coming up with a test that would identify weight loss readiness, and I never actually did it that way. However, I think that working on the emotional component is a way to get to the whole concept of readiness, because if we try to force something that people aren't ready for on an emotional level, it doesn't work. You know, they go on diets, and then they lose a few pounds, and they gain twice as much back.
I love that concept. That's what you call weight loss readiness. So in other words, people may think that they want to lose weight, but they're just not ready?
Exactly. You know, they feel like they should. Someone's told them they must. Somebody in their, you know, their environment, a lover, somebody says, oh, you know, don't you think you ought to lose weight? Or, you know, their mother says, God, you're getting as big as a house. I mean, they get a lot from outside and just from TV and the pressure of what it means to be in our society. There's a lot of pressure to look a certain way. And so people think that they should, even though they might not want to.
What do you say to somebody who insists that they want to lose weight and they're overweight, like dramatically overweight sometimes, and they insist they want to lose weight, but they say that somehow that they can't? Do you just wait until they're ready? Do you tell them that they're just not ready? How do you get somebody to lose weight when they say they want to lose weight, but they're just not being compliant?
We talk about it. I invite them to consider a whole bunch of different aspects of what's going on in their lives. And we have one of the things people often say, and I'm sure you've heard a lot of this, Ben, because you're in the health arena. People have terrible problems with certain foods, like they might, oh my God, they just can't withstand chocolate. Or it might be something starchy and fried, like French fries. Like, you know, I go by McDonald's and I smell the French fries and I'm stunk. That's it. So one of the things that we do is we help people to identify particular cravings. And one of our claims to fame is that we've identified a technique for working with cravings that settles people down.
Specific.
Would you like to know what it is?
Well, yeah, I definitely do. Specific cravings for specific foods or cravings in general?
Very often the cravings are limited to specific foods. And do you know that the average person only eats 7 foods consistently all the time?
Huh. And no, I did not know that.
They may bump it up, but, you know, after a while they might trade. But we tend to eat, all of us tend to eat the same 7 foods consistently.
Pizza's got to be one of them.
Pizza for a lot of people,
one.
It is.
It gets to
so many levels, right?
Would it be the same? Yeah, it does. And I want to talk about pizza in a minute because that's my weakness. Would it be related to the foods? I noticed that there are like food stores or food shops that you see everywhere. Like you see burrito stores everywhere. You see sandwich stores everywhere. You see pizza shops everywhere. Does this have anything to do with those 7 regular foods?
I'm sure it does. But again, you know, I don't know if you've been on my website and listened to the bagel story. Did you hear the bagel story?
I heard the bagel story. Can you tell the bagel story real quick?
Oh, sure. One of my things is every now and then I'll get a craving for a bagel.
Uh-huh.
And I come from New York, and now I live in New Hampshire. And let me tell you, you cannot find a good bagel in New Hampshire. You just you find bread. But
it's the water, right? Is it the water?
You know, I think they just don't have the formula.
Uh-huh.
There's a little store opened up with a guy from Delancey Street up here in my neighborhood, actually, and he imports them from downtown New York. So
no kidding,
fresh
every day. And he's the only guy that has the New York bagels. That's pretty.
Well, they're frozen, so they're not exactly fresh. But he has New York bagels. So.
Oh, that's funny. So yours is bagels.
So I'll get a craving for a bagel, and sometimes I settle and I'll get something from a local store, which is, it's not a big thing that I do because I think about them. I tend not to eat them because even though I tell people to give themselves permission to think about what they want, you know, myself, I tend to be, you know, my husband and I have wheatgrass juice with stevia and lemon and ginger every morning with a dollop of L-glutamine in it to get us started. And, you know, I tend to eat protein and vegetables and a little bit of fruit, but nevertheless, I have my bagel craving.
Uh-huh.
And what most people will do is they'll settle. They'll have anything that resembles a bagel. And sometimes that's a cracker, you know, or a whole box of crackers because they're not getting that bagel hit.
Uh-huh.
So if you let yourself imagine... Uh-huh. That ideal bagel or that ideal pizza, and think about, well, listen, you know, if I could take a break and I could go and search out that particular craving food, like the bagel or the pizza, first of all, what if I could go and I could sample all the bagels in New Hampshire around here so I could find the ideal one and have, you know, finally get the satisfaction of eating that bagel. And something happens in doing that, first of all, that
in
by
imagining,
the time you do...
In the imagining process.
In the imagining process, it's almost like you sated yourself.
Oh, my gosh. That's so fascinating. Did you read the latest study that from Carnegie Mellon that just came out in Science about imagination and food?
No, tell me.
I'll tell you. We have to take a break. Stick with us. Okay.
Okay,
stick with us the break. We're talking to Dr. Sharon Livingstone about emotional eating, and we'll come back. And I also want you to talk about your whole idea about solving cravings as well when we come back. 800-259-5791 is the number. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States.
Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And we are back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Thanks so much for joining us today. We're talking to Dr. Sharon Livingston, who is a PhD in humanistic psychology. She specializes in the emotional correlates of behavior, and we're talking specifically about emotional eating. Dr. Livingston, before I went to break, you were telling us the bagel story. Please continue.
So as I mentioned, if you allow yourself to really have permission to go and find that ideal food, like my bagel, something happens where you almost you went through it. Now, a couple of things are happening when you do that. One of them is you've paused, and very often that's all you need to do is to pause to get through that craving. But another is you've given yourself permission to imagine having that item that you want, and where you would get it, how you would get it, how much of it you need. Do I need one bagel? Do I need two? Do I need a half a bagel? Do I want it in a certain way or whatever? And even if after you go through the imagination of having it, you still want it, go ahead and have it. But now, when people... Go ahead. What happens if they have it at that point, if they go and they make the special trip to go get it, chances are they're not going to need a ton of it.
That's very fascinating. In other words, they can limit the amount that they put in because they've already sort of eaten it in their mind a little bit.
Yes, exactly. And then there's another thing to do before you go get it, which is to think back about what that's like, what it reminds you of from your past. It could be the recent past or it could be your early past. And my mom was the bagel lady of Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
So you got programmed. You got programmed for bagels.
Well, she passed away a couple of years ago. And when I miss her, sometimes it comes up in the form of a bagel craving.
Wow. Now, you know what strikes me as really interesting about what you said, and that was very fascinating about giving yourself permission. To what degree does resistance play a role in our cravings? I mean, in this kind of counterintuitive way, are we craving things and simultaneously resisting our cravings?
Yes.
So they're feeding. The resistance, in a way, is feeding. Like, fighting the cravings is actually feeding it, fanning the flames of it.
Absolutely.
That's fascinating. I wonder if you could do that with other addictions, with cigarettes and things like that?
The special thing about food is that you can't give it up. We have to eat. Mm. You can give up cigarettes. Mm. You can give up alcohol. We can exist without it.
Mm-hmm.
You can give up, you know, any particular item, one thing. But, you know, honestly, I'm a clinical hypnotherapist as well. I haven't done it that way with cigarettes or alcohol. But you're making me want to try it.
Uh-huh. But there's something about food, and your point is so well taken. There's something about food. We can't avoid it entirely. We have to figure out a way of handling our addictions around it and our dysfunctions around it and still interact with it. And that makes it especially tricky. Yes, we have to make peace with it. We can't just reject it out of our lives like we can with alcohol or cigarettes. We have to somehow make peace with it. Very, very well stated. Now, before I ask you my next question about cravings, I want you to talk about that. Tell me about glutamine in the wheatgrass juice. What does that do for you?
Well, first of all, you know, wheatgrass juice is a fabulous thing. I get mine frozen from Canada, from a very clean farm, and I know the farmer, and we have these wonderful talks, and so we order big boxes of it, and we stick it in our freezer, and we have it in these cubes. And the reason I do that is that I used to get sick from wheatgrass juice from the health food store because they were growing mold, and I didn't realize it.
Is that why people get sick? They get a little nauseous sometimes when they do wheatgrass? Is it the mold?
Well, it might be. In my case, that's what it was because, you know, when I first started using wheatgrass juice about 20 years ago, and I'd get it from, you know, a local health food store, I used to think, oh, my God, this means I'm really, really sick. Because if you felt sick from it, it meant that there was something wrong with you rather than with it.
Uh-huh.
So I learned later from Tom Stem, the guy that I get it from up in Canada, that it's because of the mold. Mold, and I'm highly allergic to mold personally. So I get his frozen cubes. I throw them in a blender. My husband's, we've got a Champion juicer, and my husband does the juicing. He's really good at that. I don't like ruining my nails, but he does it. So he'll put through ginger and organic lemons, and then we put the wheatgrass juice, add a little alkaline water. And then the L-glutamine is really good for digestion. It's great for muscle building, too. I'm sure you know that.
How about for cravings? I've heard about it for sugar cravings, glutamine.
Well, it's magical. If you'd use L-glutamine before every meal, you'll find that you eat less.
That's amazing.
And you won't crave things like caffeine or sugar or starch.
Well, glutamine's involved in neurotransmission. There's glutamate receptors, correct?
Uh-huh. Yes.
So it has something to do with brain health.
Yes.
Interesting. So would you recommend for people who have food cravings a teaspoon of glutamine a day kind of thing?
Yeah, and, you know, you can put it in a smoothie and you don't taste it. It's great. And I'm a big proponent of stevia, so.
As a sweetener. And then do you have any other recommendations for sweeteners?
There's one. It's called Yakon. I'm always saying it wrong. I think it's Y-A-K-O-N. It's a low grade. It's very expensive. You can get. I particularly like the new natural stevia because I like the flavor of it. Some of them are a little bit too licorice-y and they can have a bitter afternote.
Right,
but
right.
But that one doesn't. And the Yakon has a really good taste. You'd have to find it on the internet. I don't know who makes
it. It's like a syrup kind of thing, right?
Exactly.
Uh-huh. I have seen it. I never really knew what that was, though. Is it a plant material?
Yeah, and it's a plant. It's very low glycemic. It won't, you know, play with your blood sugar at all. And it tastes great. I mean, because it is a syrup, you could actually put it on stuff. You know, put it on your ice cream, right?
So. New chocolate. Now before we got it, we're winding down here, but I want you to talk about your solution for cravings.
So there's just a few steps. One of them is when you feel a craving, rather than, you know, people call me with chocolate cravings, for example, and they are so focused on it that they will eat, like, raw, you know, chocolate cake mix. They'll scavenge their pantries
to get
anything
chocolate.
But it doesn't work because it's not what they really wanted. So they keep eating and eating and eating because they didn't get the specific thing they wanted. Whereas if they, what they really wanted was a, you know, Godiva truffle, and they could, you know, stop themselves, think about when they could get it, where it would be, how much time it would take, how many of them they really want, something changes, and they settled, they've taken the pause, they settle down. If they want, they go and make a trip and get those, you know, get what they want. They eat it in the most ideal situation, you know, maybe sitting with a cup of tea or whatever. Maybe it's doing it with a friend. Maybe it's, you know, some other relaxed environment where they can totally enjoy it. And then before they make that trip, I invite them to think about, you know, where does that come from? And so often with women who are craving chocolate, they're craving talking to a mom or a dad or a sister.
Wow. Wow. So it's a replacement. So do you think that simply by going to looking for what you, by kind of searching for what you really want out of the interaction with the food, that is the solution for cravings?
It's a huge solution. It works very, very well for most people.
That's fascinating.
And, you know, do you ever go to the refrigerator or up to the pantry and you say, I want something?
Yeah, all the time.
Well, I invite people to substitute someone and then allow themselves to imagine what that might be and see what happens. And very often, they need to make a phone call.
Oh, my gosh. So it could be just you're searching for some kind of connection and you've, like, projected or transferred it onto a food.
Right. And, you know, think about it. Our very first connection with food is mother.
Yes,
you know,
that's
either
right.
Through the breast or a bottle. But, you know, that's where we get comfort.
Oh,
and it's a connection to another person.
Dr. Livingston, that was a fascinating 20 minutes. Thank you so, so much. Give your website out real quick for our listeners.
It's emotionaleatingsecrets.com.
And it's great material. I've been looking at it for the last couple of weeks. I really appreciate your work. Thank you so much, Dr. Livingston. Best of luck.
And same to you, Ben.
We'll talk to you again. Thank you so much. That was Dr. Sharon Livingstone, Emotional Eating. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We're going to take a break for the news, come back with hour number two. I'm going to tell you about the number one best-selling fruit that you don't even know about that's so critical for your health. We'll talk about that in hour number two. Don't go away. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.